glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Coming up today on Mark and Friends from Great News Media, Pastor Calvin Miller from BYO Church in Springfield will join us.
We just knew from going to church and from my own walk, I have 23 years in recovery from addiction. People ask, what from? And I just, what was your drug of choice? I say, more. So it was just more, and it wasn't necessarily a drug. It was just obsession and compulsion. You know, I get one of something, and I got to have more of something.
More from Pastor Calvin is coming up. I'm Tim Nelson. I hope you're doing well. Thank you for listening today. Well, the Lord wants to build strong faith in us so we can stand firm in His mighty power. He does this by placing us in challenging situations that are beyond our strength. If we trust in ourselves, we fail, but we'll discover or be reminded of God's great faithfulness through it all. The one who conquered sin for you will also watch over you, strengthen and care for you in every challenging situation you face. Trust Him today. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. That's scripture from Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12.
Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord my Father.
We never face a day without checking out ourselves in the mirror, right? Well, we shouldn't start a day without looking into God's mirror, His Word. If we were independently wise and righteous, God wouldn't have gifted us with His Word. There's never a day when we don't need the humbling, heart-exposing power of God's Word. James chapter 1, verses 23 and 24 says, "If anyone is a hearer of the Word and not a doer, he's like a man observing his natural face in a mirror, for he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was."
I've done every devotional, been every place emotional, tried to hear a new word from God, and I think it's very odd. Well, I attempt to help myself, my Bible sits upon the shelf with every promise I could ever need. And the Word was, and the Word is, and the Word will be. And the Word was, and the Word is, and the Word will be. People are getting fit for truth like they're buying a new tailored suit. Does it fit across the shoulders? Will it fade when it gets older? We throw ideas that aren't in style in the Salvation Army pile and search for something more to meet our needs. The Word was, and the Word is, and the Word will be. The Word was, and the Word is, and the Word will be. Seek ye first, what a verse. We are pressed but not crushed, perplexed but don't despair. We are persecuted but not abandoned. We are no longer slaves, we are daughters and sons. And when we are weak, we are very strong.
Invited to join the folks at BYO Church. They meet every Saturday night for their weekly service at 6 p.m. They're on the southeast side of Springfield at 2450 Taylor Avenue. Their pastor is Calvin Miller. He's in studio with us today for the program. First of all, Calvin, why the name BYO?
We was wanting to have a spot, and we just knew from going to church and from my own walk, I have 23 years in recovery from addiction. People ask what from, and I just, what was your drug of choice? I say more. So it was just more, and it wasn't necessarily a drug. It was just obsession and compulsion. You know, I get one of something and I got to have more of something. And upon getting into recovery and then wanting to grow spiritually, I just found that I really wanted a place where there wasn't a lot of judgment, a lot of rules, a lot of you have to do this or that to come and be part of. And I found that really hard to find at first because there was always just something. There was a contract with God or a, you know, there was just a lot of stuff that a lot of different churches do, and it works, and that's great. But I knew that for myself, I just wanted a place where I could come and actually be me and then grow from there. And that has kind of morphed into what God has given us and clearly helped us to understand that if we don't start to recover from sin from where we're really at, we never can really, really connect with Him. So that's kind of one of the foundations of what we believe. So BYO actually played on the BYOB, bring your own beer, but now it's BYO, and it's bring your own, who you are. And our logo kind of says that. It's attitudes, cares, doubts, beliefs, concerns, hopes, dreams, just bring it. Come as you are, and let's work from there. So that has really grown for us, and it's been a blessing for sure.
How did it all start?
You know, we bought a house in Riverton in 2013, I do believe, and we'd been there for about a year or so, and we thought, you know, we're going to church, we're helping in doing Sunday school and helping in some ministries, and God just kind of told me to, you know, I want you to do more for me, and I just want you to talk to the people, because you love talking to people and you love people, and that's what I want. And He just kept saying that to me. I'd wake up with it, I'd dream about it. And so one day I just said to the wife, I said, you know, we got this pool here, we've got a nice deck, we've got a grill, let's invite some people, and I'll just talk, you know, I'll just say a message, I'll just give a message, whatever God gives me. And she said, she asked me at first, is this going to be another speaker meeting? You've spoke and you've told your story. And I'm like, no, this is going to be God's message. This isn't just testimony. It's going to be God's message. And that was six people and us two, so eight total. And they sat out in the yard on lawn chairs after swimming and had a message. And then we ate afterwards. And that really morphed into something special. That was in 2013, 2014. And by 2016, we were inside of my shop, and it's a 32 by 34 building that's detached from the house, and we were filling it every week. 93 people in 2016 for an Easter service, and we were just so many people everywhere. And even the Riverton police showed up because they thought it was a party. So we ended up praying with them and feeding them as well. So it's just really been a beautiful, beautiful thing for us. Now we're over on Taylor Avenue, 2450 Taylor Avenue, at Real Life Church's old building, which is also their youth building. And we're there every Saturday and usually Thursdays as well, and a couple other days during the week doing some things, but Saturday's a service.
Well, I've heard through the grapevine you've got a vibrant street ministry going on as well, where you do some of that.
Yeah, we've got an unbelievable team God has put together. He just it just started with, you know, hey, let's grab some pizzas and go downtown and let's see what's going on. And we kept seeing, you know, a lot of folks gathering around the library. So that's kind of where it started. And next thing you know, we've got people cooking, and we've got people wanting to bring, you know, water and sodas and whatever. So the next thing you know, every Saturday after service, we were doing that until recently, which, thank you, God, He really has opened up. There's been a lot of room in the shelters. They've actually added on shelters locally. So last winter was the least amount of people that we found out on the street, and which was a beautiful thing. But throughout the summer, they're everywhere, and they're just all over. And we've been doing that weekly, and we're kind of doing it on Monday night now, and we're getting ready to start up Saturday nights again. It kind of stopped or got to be minimal when COVID hit and just what they were doing and what they were allowing. But now the library has kind of dispersed, and they're no longer letting them sleep there around the library. But they're still definitely findable, and there's plenty of people needing help.
Talking with Pastor Calvin Miller from BYO Church in Springfield. They're a non-denominational church focused on spiritual recovery, growth, fellowship, and love. They offer a men's and women's recovery group if you're dealing with some kind of addiction or some kind of hang-up or habit, and aren't we all at one time or another? They've got two groups, a men's and a women's group, going on simultaneously, separately, though, every Thursday night at BYO Church. And eventually, I know you want to get back to serving meals on Saturday, don't you?
We hope to at some point get back to doing the meals, but definitely Thanksgiving, you can count on it. There'll be a huge spread, and we'll gather some folks together. We're really glad to see that they're kind of lifting some of the restrictions. And of course, we rent currently, so we can't do it however we want to do it yet. Right. And when and wherever God wants to put a building together, we're ready to go.
So the service is Saturday nights, 6 p.m., BYO Church,
yes.
And your address, 2450 Taylor Avenue in Springfield. And what's the web address?
BYO-church.com.
BYO-church.com. Calvin, thank you for your time today.
Thank you, Tim, so much. And just looking forward to anybody that wants to come visit. We're absolutely come as you are. We'll meet you there, and we'll see what God has for us.
Come out of sadness from wherever you've been. Come brokenhearted, let rescue begin. Come find your mercy, oh sinner, come kneel. Earth has no sorrow heaven can't heal. Earth has no sorrow heaven can't heal. So lay down your burdens, lay down your shame. All who are broken, face, oh wanderer, come home. You're not too far. So lay down your hurt, lay down your heart. Come as you are. There's hope for the hopeless, for all those who stray. Come sit at the table, come taste the grace. There's rest for the weary, rest that endures. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can't cure.
Do you ever think without God's word, we wouldn't know our identity as His creatures? We wouldn't know our sin, we wouldn't know His forgiveness, and we wouldn't know our place with Him in the forever to come. Today, let's determine to have everything in life shaped by the truths, principles, promises, and commands of God's Word. Psalm 119, verse 105 says, "Your Word is a lamp for my feet and a light for my path."
Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light. I feel afraid, think I've lost my way, still you're there right beside me. Nothing will I fear as long as you are near. Please be near me to the end. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet. Side.